אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, פרשת ויצא, מאמר וימצא.
ויצא, אריקו.
ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם ולשאול שאלות, שאלות נבחרות קשורות לחומר הנלמד, תשאלנה במהלך השיעור.
Ask your questions during the lesson. Zohar for all, article number item 209. If she was not resentful when she said, "It is a small matter for you to take my husband," then why did Rachel respond, "Therefore he may lie with you tonight"? Indeed, wherever it is written, "Therefore," it is an oath. This is why what she said is not a reply to, "Is it a small matter for you to take my husband?" but an oath and a resolution, for she told her, "If you give me the mandrakes, he will be obliged to lie with you tonight." To lie is the correction of the nukva in the male, so he instills the depiction of all the letters in her. Yishkav, will lie, consists of Yesh, 310 in Gematria, and Kav, 222 in Gematria. Yesh is the upper world, Bina, who returned to being Chokhmah. Kav is the Torah, Zeranpin, a hidden point in whom Kav, 22, letters awaken. Meaning the point of Hirik, on which the middle line emerges, which elicits three lines in Bina. For this reason, it too receives three lines, which are 22 letters. Yesh Kav will lie, a Yesh, the next world. 22 is the upper point, Hirik, which brings all 22 letters. The whole Torah, all the Kelim de Zeranpin, who is called Torah. Item 210. The words, "Therefore he may lie with you," point to the hidden Abba Abba, who is fit to bond with you. This is so because Jacob is not the male of Bina, but rises to Man to Bina, and Abba Chochma, called Abba, who is the male of Bina, mates with her. Here, Leah implies to the upper Bina herself. Item 211. And Jacob came from the field in the evening. Jacob is Tiferet, Zeranpin. Came from the field means that he captures all the blessings, as it is written, which the Lord has blessed, the Nukva de Zeranpin. In the evening, which is when the Nukva receives illumination of left without right, Chochmah without Chasadim. This causes darkness in her, and she is called evening. The time when his father Isaac awakened toward this field and holds it. Isaac does not awaken toward this field because it belongs to Jacob, Zeranpin, unless Jacob has departed there in the evening, since the day Chasadim has set and become darkness. At that time, he leaves this field for his father Isaac, the left line, and at that time Jacob rises to Bina, for Man. Item 212. And Leah went out to meet him. Upper Ima, Bina, went out toward the only son, Zeranpin, and said, "Come to me under my wings, so I will bless you and satiate you with pleasures and sublime delights. Now is a good time and a delight to give you the pleasure of the upper Ruach, Chasadim, from the pure avir, air, for the field, Nukva, before the day is burnt out by the might of Isaac's din, judgment, because, meaning the left, which then shines without Chasadim from the right, which is a burning fire then." Item 213. Since she received Jacob under her wings, meaning he rose to her for Man, he lay with her that night. He, points to the hidden, from whom all the blessings depart, meaning Abba Abba. It does not say Jacob lay, but he, pointing to the one who was worthy of bonding with her, Abba Abba, who imparts upon Bina.
We remember that the Zohar is useful only on condition that we want to bond, and then shines upon us through the reading, the reforming light. Reforming is back to the connection that we had before the breaking. Therefore, this intention has to constantly exist and before anything else.
Adam 2:14. Before he came under Bina's wings, Jacob received those blessings. Before Jacob rose for Man under the wings of Ima to receive the blessings for Rachel, the upper world, Bina, was not filled with blessings from the hidden point. This means that there was no renewal of the Zivug of Chochmah and Bina on the Mesach de Chirik, because this point rises with Jacob. This is the reason why the mandrakes evoke everything, since it is because of them that Jacob rose from Man to Bina, to clothe them in Chasadim. Afterwards, he imparted them to Rachel. What is Reuben? The Creator placed names in the land. The Creator called him Reuben. Reuben, look, a son. And Reuben, Chesed, went and found mandrakes in the field. Meaning he clothed the mandrakes, which are a light that does not shine with the light of Chesed, and then they illuminated. This is considered for him as finding them, disclosing their illumination, and brought them unto his mother Leah, meaning raised their illumination to Bina, Leah, where they are covered. The place where they are disclosed is only in Rachel, the Nukva, from Chazed de Zerampin down. Hence, then Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's mandrakes, since the place where they illuminate is only in me. But she said to her, is it a small matter for you to take my husband? She spoke in a playful tone, is it a small matter for you that the whole of the love of my man, Chochmah, is only for you, and that he built you with Chubtum, which is a daughter, sister, mother and wisdom, Ima and Chochmah. So Rachel said, therefore he may lie with you tonight. Therefore means that she promised her that Jacob would rise to her for Man if she gave her the mandrakes, since he would have to extend Chasadim and to clothe the mandrakes for Rachel. In return for your son's mandrakes means to compliment them for me. And after Rachel received the mandrakes, Chochmah without Chasadim, from Leah, the lights depart and become darkness. It is said about it, and Jacob came from the field, from Nukva, Rachel, who is called Field, at the time of Dinim, judgments. In the evening means when it grew dark in her due to the mandrakes that she received. Hence, and Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come in unto me, meaning to come to her and raise Man to her through the point of Chirik, to subjugate and clothe the mandrakes in Chasadim. For I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes. She told him, I gave the mandrakes to Rachel, and it turned dark in her, so you must rise to me for Man to extend Chasadim to her, so she will not be burnt by the dinim of the left. This is considered that she hired him. And he lay with her that night. She mated with Abba Abba, he, from whom all the blessings extend to her, and she gave it to Jacob. And Jacob imparted them to Rachel. The illumination of the left, Chokmah without Chasadim, receives the Nukva from Bina herself, equally with Ziranpin. Hence, she is at the same degree as Ziranpin, and their level is the same. However, she must receive the illumination of the right, the Chasadim that clothe the Chokmah, from Ziranpin, her husband. Here, too, Rachel received the mandrakes from Bina herself, from Leah, but she received the illumination of Chasadim from Jacob after he rose from Man to Bina and caused the Zivug of Chub, as it is written, and he lay with her that night.
We learned this in the accusation of the moon. Those very things that ascend, the Ziranpin and Malchut to the Bina, and then the Malchut is blocked. It can't receive the light of Chokhmah for absence of Chasadim. And then it says that Chibiti et Atzmeh, for Ziranpin will receive Chasadim for you, and then the Chokhmah shall dress in Chasadim and could shine in you. Here it's the same. Leah means above the Chazel of Ziranpin, Almadet Kasia, Rachel Almadet Galia, below the Chazel of Ziranpin, and we see how they work together. There's no struggle between them or whatever seems from the story, but the very opposite. Thus, that they divide the Partsuf of Ziranpin into two, and each one takes its part and helps the other. I'll give you the Dudaim through this, you'll get the darkness, but I'll take it at night, and correspondingly we'll have to bestow the Chasadim onto the second part, and then the Chokhmah will dress in the Chasadim and shine. And then these two Nukvas, they work together. Maybe we don't get it yet. We have to read it over and over. This is a repeating state throughout the Zohar, and gradually we'll understand that it'll come again and again, and we'll start feeling it. Nonetheless, the reading itself, it works upon a person for him to start an acknowledged state. He becomes more accustomed to it. But the action itself, it is a repeating action. And don't forget about the intention that eventually we need the light to open our emotions.
Adam 2:15. And Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in unto me. You must come in unto me." Is this not insolent? On the contrary, here is where we learn of Leah's humbleness. She did not say anything before her sister, but went ahead to the road and informed him in a whisper, for she was in Rachel's domain, as it is written, "For I have surely hired you," meaning received permission. But not to displease Rachel, she told him outside and not inside the house.
Meaning these things have to happen in the whole complete Nukva of Ziranpin, only that it's working in parts, its upper and lower part. But the decision is a general decision for the sake of the Gadlut of the Paltzuf, where later on there will shine Chokhmah Chasadim.
Adam 2:16. Moreover, the door of Leah's tent was outside, and she let Jacob through the door that is on the outside before he went into Rachel's tent. So she would not say in front of Rachel and would not be insolent before her sister. Moreover, Leah said that if Jacob were to enter Rachel's tent, it would be unjust to bring him out of there, and this is why she greeted him outside. Item 2:17. And all this was because the spirit of holiness was sparkling in Leah. And she knew that all the upper tribes, all of whom are holy, came out of her and she rushed because of the love for the Creator. And because she was rewarded with the Spirit of Holiness, she knew how to name them with wisdom. Item 219. It is written, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread. It is also written, 7 days you shall eat it with it unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. Bread of affliction is written without a vav, since when Israel were in Egypt, they were under another authority. When the Creator wished to bring them closer to Him, He gave them the degree of bread of affliction. The bread of affliction is King David, of whom it is written, "For I am afflicted and needy." King David is the Nukva. When she receives the illumination of the left from Bina, she is at the same level as Ziranpin, the fourth leg of the throne, Bina. At that time, the Nukva is attached to Bina and does not mate with Ziranpin, her husband. Hence, she is poor and without light, and she is called the bread of affliction, since the Chokhmah does not shine without Chasadim. At that time, it is written, "For I am afflicted and needy." And this degree of the Nukva is her first degree, since when he brought them out of Egypt, from the authority of the Sitra Achra, and wished to bring them closer to holiness, he gave them the degree of bread of affliction in the Nukva, as this is the first degree of the Nukva.
There's a problem here, because as if the riches are supposed to be in the light of Chokhmah, but what do you get from the light of Chokhmah if you can't use it, if the only thing that it gives you is darkness, or preferably for there to be no light of Chokhmah but Chasadim? And then the Chasadim, to their extent, they reveal the riches that you have. Therefore, what we measure, the riches, the way we measure it, the intensity, only corresponding to the degree of chasadim and the kli, because this is the only place where the chokhmah can be received. Therefore, in the bread of affliction, you have the chokhmah, but no revelation of chasadim.
Item 220. This bread of affliction is called matzah, unleavened bread, without vav, ziranpin, since nukva without a male is poor, devoid of hasadim. First, Israel approached the state of matzah, as this is the first degree. And once he brought them closer, the Creator brought them into other degrees, and the male connected with the nukva, who mated with ziranpin and received hasadim from him. At that time, after the matzah has bonded with the male, she is called mitzvah, good deed, commandment, with an additional vav, since vav implies ziranpin, as it is written, for this commandment. This is why in her first degree she is called a matzah, and later in the other degrees she is called a mitzvah. Item 224. The Creator gave Israel this bread, meaning mochin, from the land of the living, from the nukva, who is called matzah. And then this bread was bread from the heaven, from ziranpin. Item 225. When Israel went out of Egypt, they did not know anything until the Creator let them taste the bread from this land, the Nukva, who is called Matzah. As it is written, the earth, from it comes bread. Then Israel came to know and to attain the Creator, like an infant who does not know and does not attain until he tastes bread from this world. In other words, this bread that Israel received on Passover, only from the Nukva, who is called Matzah, is the first degree of attainment. Like an infant who begins to taste the taste of bread.
The Musagana.
It's a term we stumble upon from time to time. A baby who tastes bread, the taste of bread, descends down to the degree of ovut of this world and then can ascend.
Adam 2:26. Israel did not know and did not attain higher degrees until they ate the upper bread, which extends from Ziranpin, from the heaven. And before they ate the upper bread, they knew and attained only in the place of the Nukva. But the Creator wished for Israel to know more, higher degrees, which shine from Ziranpin to the Nukva, but they could not until they taste bread from the high place, from the heaven, Ziranpin. As it is written, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Then they knew and looked at that high place. Adam 2:27. The beginning that Israel began to know was bread of affliction. However, we have nothing in the world that is without male and female, and all that is on land exists at sea as well. Adam 2:28. And Jacob came from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him. How did she know he was coming? His donkey brayed, so Leah knew and went out to meet him. Also, the donkey made Issachar come out of Leah. As it is written, Issachar is a large boned donkey. Made and bony are spelt the same in Hebrew, meaning that the donkey caused his coming to the world. Leah said, I know for certain that if Jacob comes to Rachel's tent, I must not bring him out of there, so I will wait for him here, and he will come to my tent. Adam 2:29. For I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes. Why did she say, with my son's mandrakes? It would have been enough for her to say, for mandrakes. However, it was so that Jacob would be pleased that they are helping beget sons. However, Jacob knew that this did not depend upon the mandrakes, but upon luck above, since my son's mandrakes are mandrakes that beget sons. And she reminded Jacob of that so he would be pleased with the remedy that was given to Rachel to give birth to sons. Adam 2:30. It is written, who makes the barren woman to dwell in her house as a joyful mother of children? Hallelujah. Who makes the barren woman to dwell in her house is the lower world, Nukva de Ziranpin, Rachel. A joyful mother of children is the upper world, Bina, Leah. This is why Hallelujah comprises the words Hallelujah, praise, Yah, the Lord. Praise the Lord. Since the upper world was created with the letter Yud and the lower world was created with the letter He. Item 231. All those tribes are corrections below of the Nukva. They are all corrected to be as above Bina. It is written about it, for I have surely hired you to take a body from him. The body is Torah. For I have surely hired you means your very body. I have surely hired you to beget your form. Leah is Bina, and the Zivug was with Chochmah. This is why it is said, and he lay with her that night. But it did not say Jacob. You must come in unto me, meaning to raise man. It is written about it, for I have surely hired you, meaning many hires, one, to take a body from Chochmah, meaning Torah, Issachar, who is a Merkava, chariot structure, for the Torah, more than all the tribes, and the hiring falls on the Zivug with the Chochmah because of him. Two, for I have surely hired you, your very body. The hiring is of Jacob's body to rise for man for a zivug of Chochmah and Bina. 3, for I have surely hired you to deliver you your form. The hiring is on the birth of the form, begetting a son. All those three hires are included in the words, for I have surely hired you. Item 232. This implies that one who engages in Torah inherits the next world, Mochin de Bina, and inherits Jacob's lot, the Mochin of Appa, Abba ve'Ima. The word Issachar has the letters of Yesh, Sachar, there is reward to your action, engagement in the Torah. And the reward is what is written, that I may cause those that love me to inherit. Yesh is Bina that returns to Chochmah. I will fill their treasures is the Mochin of Appa Abba Ve'Ima, Jacob's inheritance, which from whom he inherited unbounded inheritance. Those two Mochin are the reward of one who engages in the Torah. Item 233. And Leah said, because I have borne him six sons, above and below are Netzach and Hod, and the four directions of the world, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and Yesod. One who prolongs in the one of the Shema, reading, one who prolongs in the one of the Shema reading should crown the Creator above and below to the four directions of the world. This is the one whose oneness appears in these Vak.
Zohar is constantly telling us about the connection. That's it. Connection with the different parts of the Malchut and between the souls that are under the influence of the Zeranpin, the Creator. That's all there is to it. And the more we reveal a deficiency for this connection, the more the Malchut approaches the Zeranpin, and then we approach the bonding, the coupling between the two. So don't forget, only the upper system, which is completely, entirely intended to bring the light that unites us through its unification, this is what the Zohar tells us about this upper system, which is meant in order to bring us connection. So think only about what else am I lacking for this connection to take place.
Item 234. Mountains and perfumes are the six sons of Leah. They include six others, Joseph, Benjamin, and the sons of the maidservants. They are 12 and they are six. It can be said that they are 12 and it can be said that they are six because each is incorporated in the other. The six main ones are six, and with those incorporated in them, they are 12. And Leah stands over them, so it is 13, to keep the words as a joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. Item 235. This is why it is written, you shall not take the mother with the young, since she is the hidden world, which is not revealed because the lower ones have no attainment in her.
In the upper nukva.
This is why it is written, you shall certainly let the mother go, but the young you may take for yourself. Since the mother is the hidden world and is completely undisclosed. Take for yourself means extend illumination of Chochmah in them and disclose them. This is mandatory because the mother, Leah, is hidden, unattainable. Hence, you will attain the sons. Item 236. But the young you may take for yourself. It is written, for ask now of the days past, and from the one end of heaven. Hesed, the first end of Zeranpin, heaven, unto the other end, Yesod, the last end of Zeranpin. The six ends, Chagat Nehi de Zeranpin, are called the six sons of Leah. The text tells us that there is a question about them, meaning raising man for extension of Chokhmah, and all those are called mountains of perfumes. From here down,
because it's the old Chazal, it's the raising of man.
From here down, past Malchut De'atzilut, they are called the mountains of Bitha, as it is written, and from there it parted and became four heads, which are mountains of separation. Until Malchut De'atzilut, it is the world of unity, where Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Below it, they are the three worlds of separation, Bia. Item 237. The sons of the maidservants made connections, the four ties that require correction. This is why those ties bulge out from the body, although they are all one. In other words, even though they were already corrected, as it is written, and all their hinder parts were inward, they still bulge out of the body, since initially, before the unification, they were empty without any light. Henceforth, the rest of the ties are all one, on a plane, not bulging out of the body. Hence, all the tribes rise upwards in a testimony, which is the Mochin de Bina, as it is written, and a river went out of Eden. This is why it is written that there the tribes rose, the tribes of Koch, a testimony to Israel to thank the name of the Lord.
Are there any questions?
Elman from Philadelphia is asking, when we depict the qualities within ourselves, how do we picture these in relation to the group, this imagination between us?
What do you mean by he imagines Leah and Rachel? What do you mean by imagining? I don't know what he's asking. I have to achieve the same deficiency among everyone. One deficiency. What are we lacking? Are we lacking that same thing as one man and one heart? It's called a heart means a man's desire, a man's deficiency, for everyone to have the same heart. You can say, how can we examine, check? No problem. You'll want it to happen. The upper light prepares the deficiency, prepares the kli. Does everything. You have to simply want it. Prayer prior to prayer, regardless how you call it. But not to have any imaginations. What to imagine? Leah, what do you mean to imagine correctly? I'm not even thinking about it. As much as I can, in addition to my intention to achieve the deficiency for bonding, to have enough of an intensity to draw the reforming light. Besides this, if I have place left in my mind or heart to think about what is written in the book, then I can think about it, but it's an addition. Only on condition that I yearn to achieve a deficiency. This is called prayer prior to a prayer. If I have no prayer prior to the prayer, a complete prayer, then I'll have no prayer at all. And my obligation, especially while studying the Zohar, is to make a prayer. As it says, I wish he prayed all day long. The prayer is our entire work. It's the point and it's the work of the heart. Thus, we have nothing to think about in here. Jacob, Rachel, Dudaim, upper world, lower world, above the chazeh, below the chazeh, Abba ve'ima, that it's he and not she. These are all additions. Additions. Bit by bit, as I read, as I accustom myself to being in the right deficiency, to being together with the friends and searching where are they and I and us together, here and there, an additional ability, possibility, to tie it to the story itself in the book is revealed. So I start seeing inside the story the extent to which the story tells me about the very same things, because if I'm already aimed at it, I see how they work, all the parts of the zone, in order to connect everything together. This is the only thing that we're told about. The Torah speaks entirely about how to connect the souls together, how to correct them into one soul. As it says, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah spice, because the light in it reforms. The light of Torah works such that it returns us, the separate ones, into one desire. Meaning the entire story is how in the connected system becomes a connection between everyone. That's it. You're constantly being told about a family where everything functions 100% correctly. Why are we told about it? Do you want to be connected like that family? Then the story is, it works on you and does the same for you. Therefore, the only thing the Torah speaks about are the different forms of connection between the zone, all the different states. Thus, the light from that illumination reforms, from that state, it reforms. It's hard for us to imagine that there's so much to tell about connection between the broken parts, but that's how the Torah is. And we have to understand that the Torah was created, the light of Torah, it came to us from the Malchut of Ein Sof, but the Torah was created after the breaking, Zeranpin. It is called the Torah. Well, there are many degrees also before, so we're told. Meaning that the light that comes, it comes to us through an upper filter, when it enters the separate, distant kelim, which are distant from one another, knows, understands us, because it works thus that from the sag, from the light that departed there after the breaking, thus it works on us, and it's ready, understands us, has the impression from the breaking, and thus knows how to correct us. It's not that simply it appears out of Ein Sof. The entire innovation comes from Ein Sof, but it comes through all these systems which were built after the breaking, and thus can be connected to us and correct. Yes.
Doron from Havatzelet asks whether the corrections are talking about my inner forces or corrections that demand the unity connection between us.
Personally, particularly, a person has nothing to correct, only in his connection to others. If he's asking, then that's the answer. None of us have, this is the problem, that sometimes we start thinking that in each one there are these different problems. The problem is not in each one, but between us. And if you'll ask between us, then what am I demanded? If it's between us, you're not demanded anything. What you're demanded is to renew the connection between you and others. The problems are in not in each one, but in the connection between all of us. There's no particular problem per person, but always the problem is a public problem, a general problem, group problem. Thus, there's no calculation made with respect to a particular person. If I depend on the environment, the group, then how come there would be made scrutiny or particularly towards me? But it's all in order for the environment to that works on me and so on. It's all with respect to the connection or absence of connection. And the light, it works only on the deficiency for the bonding, only this way is it awoken. Because from the place that one left,
if Rabbi Fumazuz asks, at the time of reading, thoughts come to us that aren't connected to the study. How do I get used to think thoughts that are related to the lesson?
To awaken each time the very opposite. To say, to tell oneself that the thoughts about the bonding are more important than the other thoughts, although he has many problems in life like everyone else. The Creator arranges it for us on purpose in order for each one of us to raise himself above these problems, these particular problems. You found something? Yes. With respect to what we just said now, the Rabash says in the first volume about the article with respect to love of thy friend, the advice for a person to increase his force in the law of love another is thyself is by love of friends. If each one is included and cancels himself before the friends, then they all become one. Where all the small parts wanting the love of others unite into a general force included of many particular powers, and when he has this great big force, then he has the ability to bring into practice the love of others, and he can achieve the love of the Lord.
I want to ask in relation to he talks about bread, the concept of bread, that you have to eat the bread, and afterwards he talks about perfume. In spirituality, when we attain these things, bread and perfume, do we have to make the action afterwards, or does it come automatically?
I don't know, it's not a problem.
From the beginning of the study of the Zohar, where we need to sit and focus on the connection, and then gradually it comes. So now I sit, and I'm truly thinking of connection in such a state where I'm not even perceiving the words. And I feel that I'm not going forwards, I'm going backwards. It's come to a state where I'm thinking, I'm opening the Zohar, it's really, really hard to...
What's so hard?
Physically, it's hard. Like,
I don't know. It's as you said, that when you were carrying during the training in the army, the stretcher, I was usually on the stretcher, so it wasn't a problem, you know. I was usually laying on the stretcher. They used to carry me around. I'll tell you. Depict a person who has a big problem. He has no idea what to do about himself. He's constantly occupied by that problem, even though that he has to engage in different things. Does he have a head for it? Say a woman is at work. She has to go work, and at home she has an ill baby, and she's constantly thinking about him. So what, to demand of her not to think? Impossible. Thus, that you come here, and now you're sitting and constantly thinking about connection, and this is the thing that we're constantly talking about. So, of course, it's something good. Thus, I said, if you will have a place left in your heart and mind to think about something else, then you'll start thinking from within the connection, how they speak about this connection through the different forms and ways and shapes, Lechem Rachel, or the Matzah, the unleavened bread, or the bread of affliction, and so on. This is the only thing that we're talking about through different stories, but about that.
Question is, I try to feel, but I don't feel anything.
It'll come bit by bit to the extent to which you'll really have the deficiency for bonding. Because all in all, we feel in all of reality the lack of connection or connection. In the whole of reality, in what you see, you can divide it into two parts. Either you feel the lack of connection and this gives you the thousands of pictures of this world, or the connection, and it brings you the thousands of pictures of the upper world. That's the only thing that you feel, the connection or the absence of connection between the souls and the body of Adam HaRishon, the connection, the guf of Adam HaRishon. The different forms that you feel, of the different forms of connection that you feel, are called the Creator until you reveal Him in His entire form.
We're going to the next part of the lesson with the writings of Rabash. Sorry, the writings of Balas